Good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. As I noted recently, Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Institute and the Center for Retirement Studies, recently appeared before the U.S. Senate Special Committee on Aging. So, Catherine, you got some willing ears, I hope, and some open ears to some of your suggestions. What was the mood and sentiment there in terms of what you were suggesting?
It was such an honor to be invited and to have the opportunity to share our research and our recommendations. And I found that they are extremely concerned about current and future retirement security in America.
But of course, it's all about getting Americans to do something that perhaps nobody likes to do, and that is to save and invest for some period far off in the distance. What are some practical things that these policymakers are grappling with to get people to save better and more than they are today?
One example is called leakage from retirement accounts. And that is, many Americans are saving for retirement in a 401k or IRA, and yet they're dipping into their savings before they reach retirement age, either in the form of loans or early withdrawals.
Well, the fact is, Catherine, there are a number of things that companies offer, the 401k instrument, the IRAs. What's not happening? Where's the disconnect that's preventing more Americans from saving as they need to?
Well, our research has highlighted, I'll call opportunities and not disconnects. One is tailoring retirement education so that it's very specific to the individual and their needs and facts and circumstances versus a one-size-fits-all approach. Another is making it easier to understand and describing things on very clear and simple terms. And one area in particular relates to the risks associated with taking loans and hardship withdrawals and early withdrawals from retirement savings. And then lastly, is really promote the opportunities already available for saving and reasons to save. We've talked about employer-sponsored plans, but there's also this fantastic tax credit, the Savers Credit, for low to moderate income workers who save, yet only about 1 in 4 who are potentially eligible to claim it are aware that it exists.
I guess your point is, Catherine, that there are a number of things out there that are very accessible. This stuff doesn't have to be intimidating. There are a number of tax beneficial ways to save. So do you see some trends developing from this hearing, that some new policy proposals that will be developed?
In the end, retirement security is a shared solution between policymakers, employers, and individuals. And the hearing was a great example of how governments, policymakers, employers, and individuals working together can make great strides towards achieving retirement security.
Well, Catherine, it must be a great reward to you, given all the research you've conducted and all the great work you do at the Transamerica Institute, to be recognized nationally like this and to be given a platform like that to really advocate for greater retirement preparedness and policies that encourage and drive Americans to save and invest and really prepare for a sound and secure retirement. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.